Good morning, 810 here on the Mighty 690 as we go throughout a Friday edition of the program. Joining us, we have Charles Skank of Skank Insurance. Good morning, Charles. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, James. How are you?
Doing well. What is our verse of the day?
Psalm chapter 37, verse 25. It reads, I have been young and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Psalm 37, 25.
All righty. Well, thank you for that, Charles. And getting a few live updates here. I've got an update that over in Havana, down to 59 degrees already. Coffeyville on the west side is 66. We're still sitting near 70, but it's not going to be for long. It's cooling off.
Interesting.
Yeah, we got that cold front moving through.
Yeah. I was driving here today, and all of a sudden my windshield got misty. It wasn't mist. It was like a fog. Like there's temperature change or something.
Yep.
It was really something.
It's strange to kind of wake up and start the day pretty warm and then we're really cooling off. So
yeah.
This is that change in the weather. So we're going to be kind of a chilly night for football and for Neowalla. I know Independence is super busy with Neowalla. But in general, you know, now that we are into this AEP and everything, you know, how are things going?
So Medicare season is here and we are just booked from back to back to back appointments. Landon is seeing people, my son, I'm seeing people and just helping people review their Medicare. And it's been a very busy year so far. And we've just been privileged to be able to be of service to our clients. We also have Christy Ewing. She's actually stationed in the Independence Walmart this year and helping people with their Medicare. So I'd encourage our listeners, if you're out and about, go to Walmart there. Check in with her, tell her hi, and she's just a great, very friendly, and very helpful, very knowledgeable about how Medicare works.
Oh, that's a great idea. You know, everyone, you're out and about and just can get a few questions answered, that sort of thing. That's a really good opportunity. So, you know, as we go throughout this period, you know, this all the way until December 7th, we've got, you know, I'm sure some people may have noticed, you know, their phones ringing a lot more. They're getting all these different ways that, unfortunately, people are kind of getting targeted. Because, you know, you've said before in the program, you know, if you're a certain age, you kind of got a target on your back.
Yeah, that's right. And if you'll notice, if you're on Medicare, your mailbox is quite a bit busier this time of year because of this season. People are trying to get your attention with all of these different information, trying to get you to call them, and people are literally calling you. I have people in my office all the time. They say my phone just rings all the time, but they really appreciate the guidance that they get from us. And so I would just encourage remind our listeners that person that's got you on the phone and wants your Medicare card information, they're not really looking out for you. They're not really in it for the long haul. They're not in it to service their business over the life of that business. Their goal is one thing, and that is to get you to give them your credit, your Medicare number, and any kind of little consent that they can try to get from you, then they can get off the line and your plan is switched for the upcoming year, for 2024. Whether you really want it or not, that can happen just in a very short amount of time. They have experience of doing this over and over and over again, and getting people to consent to some kind of change, maybe promising them that they're going to have so many benefits, promising them all of these different things. But once you get into the plan next year, you find out that maybe your doctor isn't covered, or maybe the medicine that you take is going to cost more on that plan. There's no telling what, because the person that did that was not in it to take care of you. They were in it to take care of themselves. And if they can make a change, they can get paid a little bit of money, and they just make their phone call to the next person and just go on to the next one and do that over and over and over again. And so there's just some precautions that that you need to take in order to not fall victim to something like that.
Yeah, what are some pointers? What should we be looking out for?
Well, number one, if somebody is calling you unsolicited, unrequested by you, not at your request, and they're looking for personal information, whether that's your Medicare number or your Social Security number or whatever it is, just do not give that to them. If this phone call was not your idea, hang up the phone, right? You know, they've said before, you know, the IRS is not going to call you and ask for payment information. They're going to send you a letter. The bank is going to do the same thing. If it's an important matter, the bank's going to mail you a letter. So never share personal information on a phone call that was not your idea, that was not your requested. And the best second piece of advice is simply hang up. And we try to be polite. We don't want to be rude. We don't want to make anyone upset. But what happens is these people that are just hit and run, I call them hit and run people, they're just in it to get a quick sale, and they will take advantage of your kindness. And they know that you don't want to just hang up. And so they will extend the call and talk and get you to talk and finally get you to share information. And before long, you've switched your plan without even thinking about it. And all in your desire, you're raised to be kind and to be polite, and they take advantage of that. And you just got to be on guard against that kind of those kind of tactics.
Well, yeah, and it's unfortunate that people are using the phone like that, and, you know, I just feel like just abusing the system. And I was wondering, you know, when someone has an appointment with you, you have to set up, you know, that scope of appointment, all that sort of thing. Was that goal to try to stop some of this, or is that really not really going to help with these calls?
That's the goal.
Okay.
But if they were unscrupulous before, you know, they can be unscrupulous now.
Yeah.
And so it's just unfortunate. But another thing to be watching out for is high pressure tactics. And if they won't take advantage of your kindness, they'll take advantage of your desire to be careful. And they will say, you've got to do this now. If you don't act now, you're going to be in trouble. And today is the deadline. Or all kinds of, if you don't do this right now, you're not going to have the opportunity later on. And when they're using tactics like that, that's just a dead giveaway that this person is not looking out for you. They're not telling you the truth. And this is not in your best interest to stay on that phone call. So when you hear tactics like that, if you try to tell them, let me think about it, and they say, no, this is your one-time opportunity, just go ahead and get off the line, hang up the phone, and know that they're not looking out for you.
Sure, sure. Yeah, that can be, you know, and I know that they're trained to, you know, make it feel like, oh my gosh, I've really got to do this. So, and then what else? Another pointer.
Another thing is, I was with one of our clients last week, and she had said yes to an offer that was made to her on something and spent not a small amount of money because of one of these high pressure tactics, conversations. And I told her, and there was nothing she could do about it. So I told her, next time you have that conversation, just tell them, hey, I need to run this by my insurance guy. And if this is a good idea, I'll come back and, go for it. But I need to run it by him. I told her, make me the bad guy and say, hey, he helps me out. He's going to check it out. And, you know, we'll just see if it's a good deal for me or not. And so just, have an escape, plan an escape when those high pressure tactics phone calls come along, that you're not going to fall victim to those.
No, that is a really good idea. And like you said, you know, be able to use that as an excuse. So anything else?
So another thing is, if they can't get you by taking advantage of your kindness or your advantage to be safe and maybe a scare tactic, they will, another tactic is that they will approach you like, look at all these benefits, and they will overplay or exaggerate what the benefits are that are available. And they'll say, oh yes, this is covered, this is covered, oh, you can get this. Really frustrating ad on television is, call us and see how you can get like $200 a month back on your Part B. Okay. Or all of your Part B paid back, rather. Part B is $164.90. And there are no plans that pay all of your Part B in this area. Now, there are plans like that in L.A. or large cities where you have big pools of people that you can draw from, and they have a whole different set of benefits that are sort of a sweeter set of benefits than what are available here. But they're not available here. And so what they do is they use that as a lure to try to get people to call in. And then they say, well, that plan's not available, but it's sort of like a bait and switch. So, but we do have this plan. And then it's a plan that may not cover what you need covered, may not cover the hospital that you need treatment at. It may not cover the prescriptions that you have. And so it's just a really good idea to cool off and think about and call our office. We have a lot of people wonder, they ask Christy at Walmart, how much does it cost to meet with you guys? And there's simply no charge for our services. Call our office, 620-331-8800. Get on our schedule, and we'll review your situation and tell you, give you our best, honest advice. And if it works for you, go forward. If it's not, if you need to stay put, we'll tell you to stay put.
Sure. And, you know, Charles, that really is good to know. And I think people appreciate the fact that, yeah, when they meet with you, it shouldn't feel like there's a bunch of pressure. Both parties really need to feel good about this. And at the end of the day, this is not rocket science. This is not like some crazy deal that's going away. It's really straightforward once you boil it down.
It really is. It really is. You know, I think about things like an electrician or a plumber. They deal with things that look really complicated to me, but to them, it's very simple. It's their everyday job, and that's how this is. It might look a little complicated on the outside, but we deal with this all the time, and we're very familiar with it. And you can get face-to-face information, and you can also have a place, a servicing agent, who can go to bat for you during the year. If you have questions, come to our office. I tell my people all the time, hey, if you have any problems, come and talk to us. Be a squeaky wheel. We're happy to help you. And we'll call the company. We will bend over backwards to do what we need to do to try to make things right and to set our clients in the best place.
Hey, that's a great reminder, Charles. I appreciate you sharing some of those pointers. How about we take a quick break, and we'll return with more on our Ask the Expert segment here on the Mighty 690. Back here on the Mighty 690 at 8:25, and we continue on with Charles Skank of Skank Insurance. And Charles, if you know someone is listening out there, and maybe they don't want to deal with that phone route, you know, they don't necessarily want to do that. What should they know, and you know, if they need help during this open enrollment period?
So the first step is just pick up the phone.
Yeah, you do. Ironically enough.
But this time you're not answering the phone, you're dialing the phone. It's at your request, at your discretion. Call our office, 620-331-8800, and schedule an appointment. And Medicare has a new rule this year to sort of to combat the abuses in the past, but I don't know how effective it is. But you have to sign what's called a scope of appointment form. This commits you to nothing. It just simply says that you are going to have an appointment discussing XYZ, a Medicare prescription drug plan or Advantage plan or a supplement, whatever. And that has to be signed 48 hours before the appointment takes place. And so we can actually sign that over the phone with a code that you push in that gives that consent. by you, and then 48 hours later we can have the appointment, and the appointment can be in person. Most people prefer an in-person appointment, but we also have people that we talk to over the phone as well. And so bring your Medicare card, bring any current insurance cards that you have, any plans that you're on, and Jennifer, our front desk gal, she will get a list of your prescriptions over the phone when you call in. Some people say, hey, I just prefer to bring my list in. That's fine too, but usually she tries to get the list over the phone. We also need where you go for treatment. So whether that's local, which local hospital, where you attend at, any specialist that you go to, we wanted to have all of your doctors included to be in network for your plan.
No, that is great. You know, instead of just trying to blindly switch something, we have gather all this information, and then that helps you to, you know, tell us, you know, what's the best plan for you.
Yeah, that's our desire. We want to make our community a happier place. We want to make our clients to feel secure and to be in the most informed and best place that they can be in. That's our goal.
Yeah, if everyone's healthier and happier, it all works out.
That's right.
So, Charles, if people do want to get a hold of you, where can we find you?
Our main office is at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence, right down from Water's True Value. And you can drop in as well, talk to us. And we are pretty booked. We are busy, but we will have a conversation with you or schedule one. Phone number is 620-331-8800. We also have offices in Howard and Sedan.
Okay, well, Charles, thank you so much for joining us, and hope you can maybe sneak out for a little more Neowall festivities here as we, gonna do the grand finale weekend here. It's gonna be a good time.
I think so.
All righty. Well, Charles, we look forward to chatting again here real soon.
Thank you, James. Have a great day.
All right, you too. That is Charles Skank of Skank Insurance, and we get to talk with folks from Skank Insurance here every Friday at 8:10. Cooling down, and we do have a check in the news and open line to come here on the Mighty 690.